That was funny.
WJFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Although Kazakhstan a glorious country, it have a problem too. Economic, social, and Jew. This why Ministry of Information have decided to send me to USA, greatest country in the world.
The Don and Mike Show.
As request by Michael Hoffman.
Yes.
You know, Don and Mike Show.
I stump you with this one. You ever heard the Ramones do Baby, I Love You? You know, my audition.
Definitely did not.
Here you go.
Have I ever told you?
I was talking about music with Michael Hoffman. We're talking about finding a famous Jewish artist to come back with.
Right.
And he threw out, how about the Ramones?
No.
Right on. You never heard this, Baby?
No,
I
no, I'm used to the punk. The punk Ramones.
This is the punk Ramones.
Oh, I know, but not in a punk song.
This doesn't sound anything like a Ramones song. This is a deep cut.
Yeah, this is what's that? Maybe the greatest rock song ever by the Ronettes.
And listen, I just want to remind you of something.
My baby.
About Borat?
Yes.
Just remember, Columbus was Jewish also. Who discovered America, huh?
That's
who?
Right.
Columbus, a Jewish guy.
Thank you very much.
Right. All right, there you go. There's the Rock and Ramones.
The Ramones.
It is Hanukkah, and you have some sort of an audio daily double first?
Yes, an audio daily double first. You have lots of friends in the broadcasting industry.
No, we don't.
Well, Mike does. Rob
no,
does.
No, I don't
no,
either.
No.
They're
but
all gone
have,
also.
You have Most one.
Does. Oh, we do one.
Yes.
Okay.
And his name is Dude, right?
Dude oh, yeah.
Walker.
Yeah.
Dude Walker. Very nice guy.
Yeah.
And in honor of the occasion, and you know, Hanukkah, we're on the second day in the East Coast right now. It's still first day in the West Coast.
Right.
So you have another 6 or 7 days to go, depending on how things go.
Right.
Well, Dude has recorded some things that you might want to try.
Well, I didn't know that.
This is
I know you didn't. This is a surprise.
Wow. This is made by you.
Well, I gave him the copy.
Okay, well, that's what I mean. It's a Michael Hoffman production.
It's always, a bumper.
Michael Hoffman always comes to play.
Yep. He does.
All right, let's see what he gave us.
While wearing their gotkas, they eat their latkes. Happy Hanukkah.
Yeah.
The Don and Mike Show.
You are now, one for one.
Well, hold it. Now, do you know what gotkas are?
I don't care. It sounds funny.
gotkas?
Yes.
Underwear.
Underwear. Very good. That is great.
Is there another one?
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Okay, here we go.
Mike lights the menorah. Don dances the horror. Happy Hanukkah, the Don and Mike Show.
Beautiful.
Oh.
Beautiful.
And dude was so nice about doing this.
We will put these into our rotation for the next 8 days.
Well, but wait, there's more.
There's more.
They love the Jews, but at dreidel they lose. Happy Hanukkah, the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah. Oh, these are fantastic.
And then this next one, I felt a little bit jealous of that other holiday.
Okay.
Okay.
Happy Chanukah, the Don and Mike Show.
Well, that was the one that he did. Dude decided to do that.
Right.
Is one more.
This is the last one.
Where I was jealous of that other holiday.
Here we go.
Happy f***ing Hanukkah, the Don and Mike Show.
God damn it. We should have thought of that.
Yeah, that is fantastic.
Oh, you're great, Michael.
What?
You want to hear that one again?
Yeah.
Happy f***ing Hanukkah, the Don and Mike Show.
As opposed to Merry F***ing Christmas.
Oh, that is beautiful.
That's great.
What is the Hanukkah message that you would like to get across?
There's one more great cut you need.
Oh, one more?
All right. Well, hold it. So let me set this up.
Okay.
This is not Dude Walker coming up. Now, you actually mentioned earlier in the show some of the Jews you have known throughout the years. Mm-hmm. Who would you say is, well, how can I put this delicately? Your favorite Jew?
Alan Goodman.
Alan Goodman.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
All right, well, here he comes.
Are you kidding?
Try it.
This would be a great gift for us on Hanukkah.
Dreidel, 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 I made it out of clay. And when it's dry and ready, then dreidel I will play. I don't know the rest of the words, but neither do you. You know nothing about Hanukkah, so here we go again. Hey, dreidel, 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 I made it out of clay. From me to you, Don and Mike, have a happy holiday. Miss you guys. Sorry I'm not with you. Take care.
Oh, wow. There you go. Done recently?
Recently. He
oh
did
my
it.
God.
He was
oh
very
God.
Excited. You know where he is? He's in, I believe
is
it's Columbus.
Still in Columbus?
Columbus, Ohio, running radio station.
He found a home in
May
Columbus.
I hear that again. My God, Alan Goodman is the greatest radio executive Mike and I ever worked with.
Absolutely, P.T. Barnum. He knew how to put on a
going
show.
Going back to the Wave of Morning
yeah.
Zoo.
I mean, there is no doubt we would not be here today if not for this.
Absolutely.
This crazy twin.
And he is crazy.
Dreidel, 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 I made it out of clay.
Like
and when it's dry and ready, then dreidel I will play. I don't know the rest of the words, but neither do you. You know nothing about Hanukkah, so here we go again. Hey, dreidel, 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 I made it out of clay. From me to you, Don and Mike, have a happy holiday. Miss you guys. Sorry I'm not with you. Take care.
That is Alan Goodman.
I want to tell you, Mike, that is really a great gift for us.
Oh, I thought
that's terrific.
And I spoke to Alan, and he actually answered a question I had been wondering about for many, many years.
Ooh. What was the question?
Well, remember when you were on WAVA?
Yeah. Right.
And remember when you got suspended?
Yeah.
Right.
Now, you got suspended, you got suspended a number of times, I guess.
All the time.
But you got suspended, I believe, for talking trash about some of the other station employees.
Right.
Some of the other shows, some of the other DJs.
Right.
Right, right.
Right.
So I always wondered about that. You know, you got suspended and it, you know, got a lot of publicity. Well, according to Alan, he did suspend you for cause. And there was a length to the suspension. Mm-hmm. But when everybody found out that suspension got so much publicity and everybody wanted you back on and there was a campaign and people were very upset and all that.
Right, yeah. Right.
Well, all of you lengthened the suspension to make more publicity out of it.
Yeah,
so you got coverage in all the media in Washington.
That's right.
Here's what
I never knew that.
He would come in sometimes and say, okay, I'm getting a little heat about something yesterday. Who wants to go to Atlantic City? Seriously, he would take us in the car
right.
And he would announce to the staff that he's apologized for whatever we had mm-hmm. done, and he was really going to read us the riot act. And we get
in a limo and we go down to Atlantic City.
We
did like three or four trips to Atlantic City with Alan Goodman,
wow.
And nobody knew how to play roulette better than Alan Goodman.
Well, you're right. He is very special to us, and thank you. That is
a great
Hanukkah present that we will really treasure.
All right, so I know we're short of time. You could do Dreidel and Latke Larry tomorrow. By the way, if there should be a tie in strip trivia tomorrow,
uh-huh.
You can always use the Dreidel. Are you running out of time? You can always use the Dreidel to break the tie.
We'll use, and you gave us this incredible, this is a fancy
It's a beautiful Dreidel. Right, this and I gave you the directions for the game.
And I got them right here.
Very nice.
And listen, just one last message.
Yes, sir.
To all you Jews out there, look, it's Hanukkah. You light the menorah at night when it's dark. Help light up the darkness. Be proud of your Jewishness. Light the menorah. Put it in a window so people can see it.
Yeah.
And if, again, you're an interfaith family, put that menorah really, really close to the Christmas tree.
No.
Yes, Michael Hoffman once again, burning Christmas trees.
A message of love.
What a great guy you are. Happy
Hanukkah.
Hanukkah.
Thank you very much,
guys. Thank you, Michael.
And I'm blown away by that Alan Goodman thing.
Good job.
Enjoy.
I am blown away by that.
What a guy. I thought maybe that was from a previous show that we had done, and it was actually recent Alan Goodman.
There is one. There really is only one answer when you ask Mike who's your favorite Jew of all time?
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
No doubt.
He was the greatest.
Alan Goodman.
So will this replace Dennis Murphy, at least for some of the rotation?
Oh, you bet it
please.
Will.
Dennis is out of here.
Sorry, Dennis. Bye.
Thank you, Michael.
Happy Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah.
And to you.
Michael Hoffman, Mr. Hanukkah, every year comes by. We do appreciate that. And Alan Goodman.
You want to hear Big Al one more time?
I sure do.
I mean, you got our longtime listeners know.
And we've only seen Alan over the years a couple of times, so this is special.
Dreidel, 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 I made it out of clay. And when it's dry and ready, then dreidel I will play. I don't know the rest of the words, but neither do you. You know nothing about Hanukkah, so here we go again. Hey, dreidel, 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 I made it out of clay. From me to you, Don and Mike, have a happy holiday. Miss you guys. Sorry I'm not with you. Take care.
Yeah. I tell you what.
It's Goofy Alan. Then it's like unprepared Alan. Then it's business Alan at the very end.
I miss him.
Yeah,
Jesus
I do too.
Christ.
He's something special.
Did that guy get radio? Did that guy get what radio is all about?
Oh, he was so much fun. He really was.
Alan Goodman.
That's right.
Bye, Michael.
Bye.
But, of course, at the end of his run, we ended up being mean to him, too. As we always did, because he's a general manager, and that's just the way it works.
He forgave us.
He did. He completely forgave us.
He forgave us.
It was good to see him. I don't know where we bumped into him last. Might have been a Super Bowl or something like that.
You weren't mean to him on the last show. You made a whole show about him. You had him parade in an open-top car.
Alan Goodman.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Well, that's down to memory lane. Hey, you know what it's time for?
Being careful?
Yes.
It's very important to me.
That's right.
Because I have genital herpes.
And I don't.
And
leads into...
I'm the oldest man in the world.
Hi. That leads into...
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
That leads right to our man...
Ringo. Yeah, baby.
I'm the oldest man Ringo. In the world.
Ringo. JR.
I'm the oldest man Ringo. In the world.
Johnny. It's time for Buzz.
Ringo.
Some...
Ringo.
Some news, huh?
Mm-hmm. Here's the latest news.
No eating.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Welcome back to What's the Buzz. You may know her as Academy Award-winning actress, but today she's here to talk about a new project on the small screen. We're talking about the talented Holly Hunter in her new TV drama series called Saving Grace. Holly, thanks so much for joining us.
The Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
While wearing their gotkas, they eat their latkes. Happy Hanukkah, the Don and Mike Show.
I remember, everybody, tomorrow it's the all-female, all-star MILF version, the Hannah Montana $1,000 strip trivia.
Wow.
First time we've ever had strip trivia with all women, no guys, no sausages, and all hot.
It's going to be delightful. We are looking forward to it. And as you said before, the winner... gets the Hannah Montana tickets and $1,000.
You'll have 9 MILFs in here, 10 MILFs tomorrow. 9 of them will be totally naked.
Yeah.
Before your ears, before we're done.
Right.
And we just got an email picture of Sarah.
Sarah, the Asian hottie who will be Sarah, very well endowed.
Yes. Yeah.
Very well endowed.
She breaks a stereotype.
She does indeed.
Interesting. She sure do.
And she's wearing a little thong in that also.
Oh, that'll be a good show tomorrow.
Oh, boy.
Buzz?
Yes.
You are brought to us tonight by Mervis Diamond Importers and eDiamonds.com.
Excellent.
Find little brilliance with a pair of diamond stud earrings from eDiamond.com. That's www.e-diamonds.com or call 1-800-HER-LOVE.
Mm-hmm.
And now here is Buzzy with the news. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. I had such a nice newscast planned for everybody this evening, and then this had to happen today, so let's just get past it as soon as possible.
What is it?
A gunman went on a rampage in Nebraska's biggest shopping mall this afternoon, killing 8 people before fatally wounding himself. 5 other people were wounded in the shooting spree. Shooter was a 19-year-old man who left a suicide note found by police. The station, a TV station there, says the note was claiming that the man wanted to go out in style.
Everybody want to start that discussion we had the other day about Sean Taylor
boy,
and guns again?
Guns. Yeah. Wow. In the meantime, police have surrounded and captured another man outside that same mall who was hiding under a bus bench. His connection to the shooting spree is unclear. President Bush was in Omaha earlier today, but had left the city several hours earlier.
Wow.
That's that.
We're heard somewhere near there, right? Aren't we now?
Lincoln,
yeah,
Lincoln. I think.
Lincoln,
Nebraska.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Right.
Within range, certainly. Now, happier stuff.
Well, we don't have anything to add to the situation except...
Of course
we are on there.
Yeah, that's
right.
Terrible.
It
that's
is.
Horrible. It is indeed. So, happier stuff now. Let's say you're a TV network facing a programming shortage because of a writer's strike that doesn't seem to be ending. Okay. And let's say your company also owns a cable channel with a show like Dexter that's beating your network in the ratings.
Are you talking about the Showtime show, Dexter, which is owned by what network?
By CBS.
By CBS.
It's on Showtime.
Right.
It's a fantastic show. Here's what you do. You edit the show and you put it on your broadcast network. With Showtime's Dexter, that'll mostly consist of removing scenes with flying blood. Dexter is about a CSI-type guy who, in his spare time, brutally murders people we could do without.
And there's a lot of quality nudity also.
Truly evil, dangerous people. I didn't think there was a lot of nudity, but a little.
Either way, that won't make CBS.
Yeah, it won't make it onto the network. But there's that British chick that he's banging, and she showed it a lot.
Yes, she did a little. Mm-hmm. Critics and viewers love the show. And CBS needs primetime programming for people who can't live on reality shows alone. So Dexter, edited for regular TV, is being snatched from cable to help a network through the strike. With the writers' talks going nowhere, expect other networks to also rob from cable. Can Weeds be far behind? The answer is no.
You hear all this stuff going on with what the networks are doing, mm-hmm. but nobody's really trying to settle the strike.
No.
It doesn't sound like there's any forward progress on the strike.
The producers would argue that they are trying to settle the strike. They would argue that they've made a great proposal. The writers say that it would be bad all the way around if they accepted a proposal now that they're going to regret later.
So I think what we need is more music programming.
They're not getting anywhere.
Oh, that's Lotka Larry, Mike.
Lotka Larry.
And I have a trivia question for both of you.
All right.
A friend to play with and fun to chew. I've got tales of Maccabees, oi, and plenty of calories. Celebrate our history.
Yeah. It's a doll.
Well,
yeah.
Yeah. It's still a mystery.
What was the question you had?
Who's singing? It's a famous voice. Alan Goodman. More famous.
Kurt Cobain. Who is it?
It's somebody that we have met. Not really met, but we've been close to. And he's a TV star from one of our favorite TV shows.
Is it Kevin James?
No, but you are incredibly close.
Is it, what's his name? Is it
Fist? It's Jerry Stiller.
Jerry Fist?
Yeah.
Jerry Stiller?
Latka Larry featuring the voice of Jerry Stiller.
Wow.
There he is.
That's great.
And it sounds like a young Jerry Stiller, too. Thought you'd enjoy that, Buzz.
I did, very much.
Wasn't that delightful?
It was.
That'll be the last time I play that.
Les Moonves.
You want to play with Latka Larry?
I love Latka Larry.
Yeah, go enjoy Latka Larry. Have fun with that.
Hi, Double L.
Double L, Latka Larry.
Les Moonves at CBS is, in fact, thinking about moving Weeds to CBS as well. That would require some heavy editing. Also, the Tudors, which would require even heavier editing.
You know, this is just watering down the product, and it's just a quick fix, and I hate the idea.
I was reading that NBC, of course, they have a backlog of Law and Order, the original Law and Order.
Right, right.
They're going to throw on. And also the Law and Order that has Mr. Big from Sex and the City.
Right.
They've been running that on USA.
Right.
So now they're going to take those off cable and rerun them on NBC.
Yeah. They're just dancing around, and it seems like they're putting all their energy into the wrong stuff.
And what's the reason for watching cable if all of it's going to end up moving to broadcast television anyway? Battlestar Galactica is on the Sci-Fi network. That's owned by NBC. They're talking about moving that to primetime on NBC.
File that one under I Don't Care.
Well, a lot of people feel that way, but a lot of people
Mike,
don't.
I want to tell you something. I know you're going to think it's my Star Trek background. That's not a bad show, Battlestar Galactica.
I hear that.
Well, I suppose the people that have enjoyed the Star Trek series, and perhaps even to a lesser extent the Star Wars series, are actually interested in that.
It's a bit more adult-oriented.
I've never looked in.
Battlestar Galactica. I've tuned in before, and I've seen humans having sex with aliens.
Now you're talking. Now I enjoy that.
Coming to a TV near you.
Mm-hmm.
Why do so many credit card companies raise the interest rate when your credit score slips a little, even if you pay on time? Congress is looking into that, calling credit card executives to testify about this shady practice, which is usually done without warning or notice of any kind. The credit card companies claim that when they jack up your interest rate, it motivates you to pay off your debt. But critics say the practice really just drives people more deeply into debt, adding thousands of dollars to their payments. In some cases, the interest triples to 27%. Even the mafia has better rates. The credit card company agrees to charge you a certain rate, and you agree to pay at least the monthly minimum on time. If you hold up your end of the deal, they should have to hold up theirs.
All right.
By the way, the president's expected to freeze home mortgage rates tomorrow for 5 years. This could save 1 million families from losing their homes to foreclosure.
Yeah, but will it save the day? That's what I wanted.
Did you get that email from Robert the Mailman?
No.
Oh, my God. It's about how he refinanced his mortgage or something, and he's upside down. And also, he had his car broken into on Thanksgiving, and the trip that he took to New Zealand, he has to pay for, or Thailand.
Thailand. He went to Thailand. That's where he said he wanted to move to. He wanted to live there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
Oh, this is not good at all.
Robert is having some tough times.
Here it is right here, yeah. Get this email?
No, I didn't get it. Maybe I haven't checked it today, so I'm not sure.
It says, "Hello, Dons and Mikes. Heard you want me to dress up as Idi Amin."
He listened to the show yesterday. Yeah.
That'd be very hard because this is one of the few things I got teased about as a kid that really bothered me. Not because of the way him and I look alike, because of the essie things he did to his own people.
Yeah. Oh, okay. He's a militant.
Updates. Poor cowards broke into my Yukon on Thanksgiving. Got my two headrests with TV in them. Trying to come up with a balance from my New Zealand trip. $12,000 due on Christmas Day.
Wow. Man, that was a hell of a trip.
Sure.
I'm one of those fools with an ARM mortgage. Went up 500% in Denver.
Oh, boy.
In December, it will go up another 800% unless I refinance.
Mm-hmm. That's a good example. Maybe this will help.
Is he angrier, does it sound like? He sounds like he might be defeated.
Every gift begins with K. I got a new ending. There was nothing I can do. Oh, my God. And then it's like pornography. So I S'd his D right there.
So he's writing his dirty talk.
Yeah. And then it's, I don't know. Later, fellas, Robert.
Oh, God. Okay. So Robert's got a little bit of a problem going on right now.
I believe so.
It's been a tough winter for him so far.
But all I garner from that is he won't dress like Idi Amin for us.
And we want him to.
Bottom line, that's it. A Billy wants an easy bake oven. That and other holiday surprises when we continue.
Be right back, Billy.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
And we're back.
Happy f***ing Hanukkah.
Yeah, baby.
The Don and Mike Show.
There's Guy Burnley. Hi, Ringo.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Howdy.
Pop culture expert Robert Thompson of Syracuse University says more boys are asking for cooking-related toys this year.
Every boy needs a toy.
He's a fag.
Easy bake ovens and the like. This guy says it's because...
I can't believe it. These guys are fags.
Nope.
These kids are fags. Not I can't believe it. God damn it, they're fags.
No, not these kids.
Could your honor find, as a matter of law, that I am not gay?
Professor Thompson says it's because kitchen nightmares, Hell's Kitchen, Top Chef, and Food Network shows like Iron Chef have defeminized the kitchen.
Denny Crane.
Sure they have.
Even among boys, Thompson says cooking is cool and hot.
I watch cooking shows all the time, and I'm not gay.
Well, you're half a fag.
Yes, I am.
The Hannah Montana Pop Star Card Pack and Elmo's Take-Along Card Game are the latest toys found to contain toxic chemicals, including lead.
Not Hannah Montana!
I'm sorry. 1,200 toys have been tested for lead, arsenic, chromium, and mercury, to name a few. The dangerous toys are listed at healthytoys.com.
It's too bad. I was going to spend all night sucking on Hannah Montana's head.
And finally.
The doll of Hannah Montana.
Right.
Yes, of course.
The little one I got from my granddaughter.
She'd be too young for anything.
The one
else.
Where you push the button and it sings, my whole world, and then you put it on the little stage and it presses the button and it goes, my whole world, left for you, nothing.
And you almost sent that toy along without the doll.
Yeah.
Almost.
It was almost sans Hannah.
Finally. Condoms make great water balloons. Other than that, you don't want to hear the word condom and prank in the same sentence.
Oh, I do.
Oh, I do all the time.
But a condom prank put a real damper on Saturday night for the new students at Yale University. It was shaping up to be a busy weekend. Bags of condoms appeared last week, taped to the walls of the freshman dorms with a sign encouraging students to take as many as they needed. Then an email went out late Saturday afternoon addressed to the entire freshman class. It warned that many of the free condoms on campus had holes in the tips.
Oh, no.
Turns out the whole thing was a prank.
That's a technical difficulty.
Quoting a freshman female, I don't think it's an issue you should make light of. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Sorry, we're out of time.
All right, we gotta fly. Buzz, will you be wearing, I forgot to ask you this today.
Huh?
Will you be wearing your robe and your slippers and your silk PJs for tomorrow's show?
Would you like me to?
I would love you to dress up like half.
I'll make it so.
I'm going to be wearing a parka. I'm covering up more. I don't want to tempt them too much.
Tomorrow it's the big all-star bill. Strip trivia, we will see you then with a new episode. As hard as it is to believe, Rob has gone to a function for his family tonight.
God bless Rob.
What?
I hope he enjoys himself. I really do.
It's some kind of Hitler Youth thing with his kid.
Oh, right.
It's a rally is what it is. Look, no matter what the function says it is, it's a rally.
Yeah, so we'll hear about it tomorrow. He's not here.
Right.
So good day to you, sir.
Have fun at your rally. Good day to you, sir.
And good day to you, sir.
And good day to you, sir.
And Rob?
Peter North.
I said it and you're not here.
This is the Don and Mike Show.